Och namen die gemoeische en Rav Hunia Amon und Midrish was Tabel Eire. Och namen im Rav Meir Beirin, der Achal Gav de Alina, Lui Pasle Shtore Bimige, so Betty is according to Rav Meir. Now, so, Rashi hold that this Aloch of Rav Hunia is as to why the lady is not them to say. Is because it's a nigger bimoki maybe, because the object might go into Yechayet Ashtar. So any nigger contrary to the bureau of the object might go is nigger bimoki maybe. So in the same way, a lady is not them to say, I'm one of the nigger bimizuyev. Because just as for why is not justice is not known to say, for why is the middle museum? Why? Because it's the middle of the lady. So Amono certainly is the middle of the lady. Amono is certainly the middle of the lady. You see, so that's the shita of Rashi. Now, so Rashi does also agree that the reason as to why he does not, is not known to say, for why the middle of the museum is because it's the middle of the lady. And for the same way, he's not going to say, I'm one of the nigger in Israel. But, so Rashi Shite, so in other words, so Rashi can agree with the Shite, that the reason why he's not going to be nigger is because it's in conflict with the Bureau of Shtar B'Yod Mai Boye. But Shtar B'Yod Mai Boye doesn't, is not just the Yichok of Shtar B'Yod Mai Boye. It's a Raya of Shtoret. So in the middle, it's a nigger in the lady. So just, it's by Pura, it's a Midi Mokimedi, so by Amona it's also Midi Mokimedi. So there is no Kashi against Rashi. So Rashi can agree with the Pshat that the reason why he's not named on the Midi is because of Shabi and my boy. So there is a Kashi is, if it's because of Shabi and my boy, so what bearing is it upon Amona? So the answer is, take the shitty is, that Shabi and my boy is an extraneous effect. The story of my boy is a higher star. According to Rabbonon of Ramea, the story of my boy is an extraneous. It's a Yechoches Doni. Now, this Halacha. Now, the case is all that Rabbune can agree with Rabbonon of Ramea also. Ramea agrees with Rabbune's view. But that doesn't mean that Rabbune must agree with Ramea's view. So Ramea can agree with Rabbonon. So Rameya, according to the Rabbi, so Rameya himself holds that Shtobi of my boy is a guy of Shtobi. But the Rabbono of Rameya, they can agree with Rameya's, with Rabbunet D, that he is not known to say Pohu Abim Midim Mizuyev. Why? Because Pohu Abim Midim Mizuyev is not known. Because Kim Shtoret is only the Rabbanon, so as long as he's made that it's Rikuyen, then it's not Mizuyev, so then it doesn't require any kill. But the Eidim are not them on to say, the Eidim are not them on to say, according to the Rabbanon of Rameya. Because only Poruad, the lady is not known to say Poruad in Yidid Mizuyev. Why? Because Poruad is not known to say, because wherever the lady is made it, that it's not Mizuyev, so then it is considered like Ishtar Mikuyem, so we do not require any kill. The Eidim are not to say, I'm not to you know Machas Nefoshes. But the Rashi holds that the whole time of Rav Hunia, as to why The reason he's not able to say Kavua, the Nigger, the Nizuye, is because Rabbuna holds that Shtore of Yodam Ivoye is a Rai of Shtore, not an extraneous of Hoffman. Now, so the Rii himself, the Rii himself holds that only Aruna the Rameya so Shtore of Yodam Ivoye is a Rai of Shtore. But according to the Rabbanon, Shtore of Ivoye is an extraneous of Hoffman. The supremacy of Hoffman. So we cannot say that the reason is why he's not lemon to say he's not lemon to say Kohua who needed in Israel is because it's in conflict with Shtar the other Naivoye, and Shtar the other Naivoye is a Raya Shtore, so it's medium of lady. Because only Aluna the Rabmeya, so Shtar the other Naivoye is a Raya Shtore. But Aluna the Rabbanon, so it's a Hoffman story. Whereas according to Rashi here in Sube, so Shtar the other Naivoye, according to Rabune, is a Rai of Shtore. You see? Now, so the Rish says, I've already reported you in the heaven of the Jewish people who are. You shouldn't be in Paris of my boy. Don't you tell me I'm a new master of the summer coming to the Rabbi Goy Nemo. What's on the Shaykh at Ali? But Rashi really says that the reason as to why if he says I'm only so he's not anymore, it's because of Shtore the other my boy. Why? Because according to Rashi, so Shtore the other my boy is the Rai of Shtore, so it's the same kind of Raya that is not Amona. You see? Because the Shtar testifies that it's not Amona, and it also testifies that it's not Kavua. But whereas according to the Rii, so only the Meir holds the Shtore the other my boy. Is a Rai of Shtore. Well, the Rachamim hold that it's a Chochet Gadol. Now, if it's a Chochet Gadol, so the question arises, why are we the Rabbanon of the Meir? So, does Rabbanon say that the Rebbe is not willing to say, Kavua, we need to be here? So then there is, are we the Rabbanon of the Meir? The witness why the Rebbe is not willing to say, Kavua, we need to be here? Is because, inasmuch as Kim Shores is only the Rabbanon, so when he's Jim required when the lady is not legal, but when the lady is legal, then Jim is not required. Alright.
Look on up from the Rab, look at their cuckoo and turkey panel. I don't know if that's what the news is going to say. None of them are going to be like from there. Even if not from there, they're looking for from there. Some of them are in Maryland, some of them are in Canadina,
so what do you say, Ram Nachman? That Mid Mishtar Shikos be strong with Kanye or Insol with Kanye? So, by the way, to call me to Ram Nachman, so a Levi is known to say for Ra, the Mid of Israel. Now we have seen that there is a Machlekes Rashi in the Mid, as to the time of Rabunet. Rabunet holds Mid Mishtar Shikos be Insol with Kanye. So according to Rashi, the reason is why Rabuna says maybe Mishtar Shikos is in Torah Tani is because it's a middle of an elite. Because Shtore Be'er my boy is not a Yefoches Gobi, it's a Rai of Shtore. So the Eidich Tini are in the field that the Shtar was in pain. And according to the Rii, so even our leader the Rabuna, so it's not a Rai of Shtore, Shtore Be'er my boy. It's only a Yefoche Gobi. But why according to Rabuna is it a member of the Midget? Because inasmuch as it's only the Rabbanon, so if the lady is naked, then Kiyum is not required. That's according to the Rabbanon. So even according to Rashi, that Shtore Malboye is not the Rai of Stories, but it's the Rai of Stories, so it's only Alibe the Rabbanon. But Alibe the Rav Nachman, who says maybe the Stashi Kotzri is so Kanye, he is never, then it's certainly not the Midi Mokane. It's certainly not the Midi Mokane. It's certainly not the Midi Mokane. Because if it had been a Midi Mokane, so Rav Nachman wouldn't say that a lady is never to say for who are the Midi in Israel. Now the question arises, how do we pass him? Like Abuna or Rav Nachman? Like Rav Nachman. Or the Shem pass him like Rav Nachman. So that means that a lady is never to say for who I'm living in Israel. So since we pass out from Ahmed, so it's a Raya, that shall be my boyer is only in your pocket body. In other words, it's the same kind of raya like week after dating with an aging. With an aging. So the question why you said the ship is again, how do the game say? The jaws of the way they can say to the mouth, Ishtabu Patiho. So then you can also say to the mouth, Ishtabu Matizuifu. But what connection is there between Kohua and Mizuya? When you stay in Kohua, so he's not in Nebishta. Mashaidu when he stay in Mizuya, so he's staying in Nebishta, so what can he do more? To the Aloche, but the Dalai is entitled to impose upon the mouth of the Shmue that he should swear that the Shtar is not Mizuya, when the time of the Dalai is never the Shtar. So what did he say in the Shitta Benin? But again, no. That he as much as ignore as he should, the way they can say to him now, we shall look at Patiho, and even though, story of my boy, he's also a riot story, so we see that the way there is his schools to be taken, make it riot a star, so just as he has his schools to be taken, make it riot a star, in connection with story of my boy, so he has his schools to be taken, make it riot a star, in connection with his way. That the Shitta Benin, but that Shitta Benin could have called me Rabu. What we have, like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says in the way he is not to say, Kohua, Vindige, Vindizuye. So it's not me the Moki Lady. If it's not me the Moki Lady, so obviously according to Rav Nachman, Shtob Yod Mal Boye is only a Chochet Dori. It's not a Giro Abede. Because if it had been a Giro Abede, so then it would be Nidem Mokimedi. So how could Rav Nachman say, the lady is going to take away of Nidem Mizuye, and the Gaiden passed like Rav Nachman, and still they say the Jaws, as the lady can say, Shtabu Mishrat, you can also say Shtabu Mishrat Mizuye. Why? Because Shtabu Yod Mal Boye is also a Rai of Shtore. He is a Rai of Shtore. So how can Rav Nachman say that the lady is going to say, Kavua, the Nidem Mizuye, it's a Rai of Shtore, so it should be Nidem Mokimedi. So what will they do? Now, so it's mashma that true. Now, obviously, according to the game, so Shtor Yod Mal Boye is the Rai of Shtores. But what does it mean, the Rai of Shtores? What does it mean, the Rai of Shtores? Does it mean that Erechsine Aride Hagode, the debt was not paid? The Aride Hagode? Aride Hagode? How could they be the Hagode? The debt was not paid. Now, the debt is going to be paid at some time. So how could they be in that way? And then they think themselves, if you are paid with the debt paid or not, they even have seen it. What do they say? How should they know? Maybe the debt was already paid? They only know that they signed the stuff. One second. Even according to the game, so the Eid Hasim are not Eid Hagode, that it's not Kohua. But what kind of Eid Ma'avei they are Eid Bil? You see. But that's the Aloha in Shtoros. That Eid Hasim can be Mareo, something, even though they're not Eid Hagode on that. Now, you see, the same thing is true. Now, remember the Shem said the Rib Shiti is the Raivit, the Ramtam Shiti is that even now with the Rav Meir, so you see the unnecessary, outlier, because of the Rav Shem Alok of Mishnai. But the Shiti from the Ramtam is that even though there is a Lochet, that they did, that in the Rav Shem Alok of Mishnai, we came out of her, God, and the Chassime are sufficient, even without the Mishire. Why? Because if by the Chassime, so the Chassime themselves are not the Mishire. Why are we Mishire? Because if the Isha holds the Shtar, so it's a riot, and the Gep was Nisan, and Abba were Ishki. But are they the Hasim or are they Hagode and the Mishire again? No, sometimes it is possible that they will have the Shtar, and they will hand over the Shtar again to the Baal, and then the Baal will decide they won't divorce his wife. So if you ask the Hasim or as to whether there was a Mishire again or not, what will the Hasim say? We don't know. So why is it a good Gereshim? Even though there were no Eid Mishire, so the Rif says because Eid Hasime themselves are like Eid Mishire. So the Ram explains it because an Amtare, what is an Amtare? Because we know We know because of the Chassidus Eidim, we know we get to the teaching of the Baal HaRishon. Why? Because when the Eidim signed the get, they handed over the get to the Baal. How did it come to the hands of the Isha? Obviously the get must have handed over the get to the Isha. So through the Chassidus Eidim, the Eidim Chassimo become a Dibirut, the Amivaria, the Mishiras HaGet via the Baal HaRishon. But they're not Eidim Agore. They are only Eidim Dibirut. So the same thing is true of Peruah, not Peruah. So the Jew that according to the Gaelim, so Shtomi and Malvoi, is not necessarily Yitzhak Hosei. It's a Peruah Shtar. So the Chassimo are in the Peruah, but are the Yitzhak Hosei, they're not the Yitzhak Hosei. So that is the Machlekes, according to the Gaelim, between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. True, there is a lot of Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Lino. And it's not only Midim Mokim Eidim, nothing will be, but even Midim Mokim Eidim, nothing will be Shpah. The question is, does Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Lino imply only that Midim, the bill of Midim, is not effective against Hagodah Eidim, but against the bill of Eidim, where the Eidim bill are not in the Hagodah, then Midim can be effective. Or Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Lino, if the Eidim are only in the Dibur, they are not in the Agor. So Rabbuna holds that Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Rinon, Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Rinon, so not only Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Rinon, that Midim, the Bureau of Midim is not affecting against the Bureau of the Agor, but in the Bureau of Eidim who are not in the Agor. For example, Shtolam Yom Magor, that's the Bureau of Eidim, the Eidim Chassima are in the Bureau, that it was not for Ruah, but they are not in the Agor. You see, well, as Rav Nachman holds, when we say, Midim Mokim Eidim Ulam Rinon, that is only if the Eidim are in the Agor. But if the Eidim are only in the Biro, but they are not in the Agor, when the Eidim themselves couldn't even justify as to whether it was paid or not paid. So then we say Midim Mokim Eidim. Only when we say Midim Mokim Eidim, you know, if the Eidim I can be in the Agor, but if the Eidim are only in the Biro, not in the Agor, then we can say Midim Mokim Eidim. That's the Machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Alright. So just as Rav Huna says that the Rebbe is not Nemo to say, for who are Midim Mizuyet? Midim Mizuyet. So he also says that the Rebbe, so also Rav Huna says that the Rebbe is not Nemo to say, I'm Nemo to Midim Mizuyet. For the same reason. In other words, so according to Rashi Pshat, because just as a story of Nalbuye is a hero of story, of Rebbe. So Rav Huna is certainly a hero of Rebbe, is more than enough for what? And according to the Ritzchah, because Job said, by not going to say Peruah, Midim Mizuyot, why? Because King Solomon is born in the Rabbanon. So he's not going to say, I'm not going to be Midim Mizuyot, because King Solomon is born in the Rabbanon.
Why do you think it's a good one?
Why should they be there now? If it's Tavir, then it's Mubacher, so can you see it even a Chedonali?
Yes, but they're testifying against the Shara, just
saying... They certainly are.
Because
when you see a Shtar, what do you presume? That the Shtar is a Shtar of Goy or a Shtar of Money? If a Shtar is what you...
Shtar
of Goy. So maybe when they say that it's a Shtar of Money, so they qualify God as a Shtar. Even if it is not directly in conflict with the Shtar, but it's certainly the Shtar HaMoneh, the Haggadah, that the Shtar HaMoneh is a qualification of the original Haggadah Shtar. Because, you see, in order to apply the principle of Kiddush Yigit Shivun Chedah Madri, so they do not have to be, it's not necessary that there be an obvious irreconcilable conflict between the Shtar and Agrippa. Even if there is a reconcilable conflict between the Shtar and Agrippa, we still apply the principle of Kiddushin and Shechus HaMagid. As long as without the Agrippa, so the Shtar would not have the means that this Agrippa attributed to it. Now, when a Shtar is produced, so what is assumed? That the Shtar is a Shtar of Goy or a Shtar of money?
Probably a
Shtar of money. Not a Shtar of money. So maybe the Yidin themselves, the Yechidim themselves, come and say that the Shtar is not a Shtar of Goy, it's a Shtar of money, so they certainly qualify. Yeah, you see, there is some question, and that there is a Machlok of Hashem. Now, suppose, two Eidim would come and say that the Shtar will be Chsumi al Ashtar. And it's a little bit of Machmacha, the Shtar will Ashtar Mikul. And then two other Eidim will come and say that the Eidim were Chosum on the Shtar, Chasmet on the Shtar Amon. Whether they would be completely to pass the Shtar, or it would be Trey. So on that day, the Machlek. In other words, the question is, the Machlek is the Shem is, as to whether the Hagode of Shtar Amoni is irreconcilably in conflict with the Hagode of the Shtar, or it's not irreconcilable. If it's irreconcilable with the Shtar, so then even if the other Eidim come and say, so it's very fair, so it's like the Gemara, of Shtayna Achtun Vashtar, or maybe Tzibur Shtayna, or Yom Achtanim, or Yitzur Eisayu, so it's very fair. But if we say it's not irreconcilable with Achol Eta Shtar, so if other Eidim come and say that it's Amone, so they're Nemo, and it's not very fair. So I'm there, there's an Achol Eta. But even according to the Rishayim, who say that when other Eidim come and say that the Shtar is Shtar Amone, so it's not Trey, so it's because when other Eidim come and say and they explain that the Shtar is Shtar Amone, so then it is Shtar Amone or Shtar Amode, so then it can be reconciled. It's not diametrically opposed to the Shtar. When they say, I'm not used to the Eidim, so then it's diametrically opposed to the other Shtar. So if other Eidim come and say, so it's very great. But when they say, I'm on the door, so it's not diametrically opposed. But the Shtar by itself, without any Eidim saying, I'm on it, how is it presumed as well?
Well,
the Shtar of Eidim, not the Shtar Amone. So maybe the Eidim Chima themselves, say Shtar Amone, they certainly qualify. You see, they explain the Shtar in such a way that it's contrary to what it would have been presumed.
Right,
if they did not explain it that way. So the halacha of Kiddushin Nikkushin and Shechus HaMagid applies not only to a case where they revert themselves in such a way that the second Agode is diametrically opposed to the first Agode. Even if the second Agode is not diametrically opposed to the first Agode, but if the original Agode without the second Agode would have won, and then the second Agode tries to explain and qualify the original Agode, we also say, Kim Shehigi, Shem Nechid Ramadi. And obviously, when a Shtar is produced, so how is it presumed to be a Shtar Agode, not the Shtar Amone? So if the Yiddish Chima themselves say Shtar Amone, they certainly modify and qualify their Hagode. So the name of the Shtar. So then we apply the principle of Kiddush Yiddish Chima Nechid Amadi. So if it's a little bit of Macha, they are certainly not Nemo. You see. So that's the Gemara Stasi. The Gemara Stasi is that if it's a little bit of Macha, so they're certainly not Nemo.
My question is, since you have a case in mind about a Shtar Kol, which says, I owe you 500 shkolim, and the question was, whether it's Palestinian shkolim or Romanian shkolim,
And the eight are able to say which one it was.
So what?
So over here also, why are the eight? You see, the eight are
now. Because then the star doesn't say, the star doesn't, at the outset didn't say anything what kind of star it is. The star itself is out there, didn't
say.
No, the star does say. The star does say. The star does say. Even those in the same world that were other aliens, they are memo. So they are memo. So it is only in view of the fact that there is a testimony by other aliens. But until other aliens come and say, Amono, so the star in effect testifies that it's not a star Amono. You see? So the Melo is the same in the Hasima, say Amono. They qualify and they modify. No, they modify their own Hagodah. And in order to apply the principle of Kiddush Yiddishin for the Magid, it is not necessary that they even reverse their Hagodah. Even if they don't reverse it completely, as long as they qualify their own Hagodah, as they modify their own Hagodah, they apply the principle of Kiddush Yiddishin for the Magid.
Now, basically, they are Chazon, a person who never write a Shtar Amon unless he gets something in return. A person who never write a Shtar Amon because he's always in the danger of having the Magid explain as Avor. Is that correct?
I didn't finish it.
The reason why our presumption is that it is a Shtar Havdalah and therefore there will be a qualification by the Eidim that say it's a Ramana is because a person will never write a Shtar Ramana.
Not allowed to write a Shtar Ramana, Rakhana says. There is one Ramana who says that Eidim Shom Ramana is very low in the money. In the money. That means, in the money, even if you think you're going to make some Mokmach, you see. I call it Mamadama. That is a Machlechus system. But if Shabbatam gave the Mokmach, then there is no Machlechus, then there is no Shire. Then obviously, you see, so you think Shabbatam gave the Mokmach, because it's a way. It's a way, you see. It's a way, or because they are Mahal Ishtore, I mean, it all depends. You see, Rav Nachman, that will be told between Rav Nachman and Mahab Rav Asha. But if Shabbat is a Machmacher, then there is no Machlechus. Then everyone is made it. There's an Abdel. Why? Because in such a case, they certainly modify the Haggadah. They certainly qualify the Haggadah. And so, if they qualify the Haggadah, so then we say to Mishayi, it should be the Chayzeh. The Gomar. Yes, all right. Go ahead. So what does Abaya say? That Rausdin, or Prahim, or Shamon, is doing in Amon, is what is that thing?
It's reference to Shiva
the Malvi. With the Malvi. So the question is, with the Malvi Tovar Allah, so the answer is, this is the case where this Malvi has another Malvi. Let's say, Levi borrowed $100 from Shimon, but Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuben. So Shimon is the Malvi of Levi, and Shimon is made there, that is Rav, that is Amone. But inasmuch as Shimon is also the Levi, of Reuben, so Shimon is not then on because he's Chavachine. Well, because according to Abnosin Chavachine, so Reuben can collect from whom? From Levi. So when Shimon is made there, the star that he Shimon has against Levi, the star Amoneh, he cannot collect. He cannot collect against Levi, so that means that by his testimony he will be depriving Reuben from collecting against Levi. So inasmuch as he involves the detriment to Reuben, so Shimon is not them. In other words, Rav is reference to a case where Levi borrowed $100 from Shimon and Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuben. And Reuben and Shimon said that the shtar that he has against Levi, the shtar Amoneh. So he's not Nemon. Because if he had been Nemon, what would the effect be? To deprive Shimon of the right to collect from Levi. So it's Chava Achille. So there is no meaning of his Abba. Now, all right. Let's go to the page. It's Chava Achille. Now, what do we say? It is not if you have Rachine, so you cannot believe him on the basis of the Aloha, because of the Gileidon. So two on the basis of the Aloha, because of the Gileidon, you cannot believe him, because it's Rachine. But let us believe him, let us believe him, should be trusted on the basis of Gileidon. Why? What are we afraid? Maybe he's lying. Why should he lie? He is not away.
There's an arrangement between the first loga and the second loga that they'll pay anyway, so they're trying to cause the Ruvain to lose. Lady will be the patient loan. That's zero arrangement.
Now, what's the number? Now, so why did he have to be with me again? Why?
Because it's not to be massive the other guy, because then they have to have a full pay.
In other words, when is it going to be when he has another time or another issue? But here, it's not such a good issue. Because if he is Meichel, so then the Malbe, that if Shimon is Meichel, the Chay, that Levi owes him. So the Malbe, Shimon's Malbe, Ruben, will be very angry at Shimon.
Yes.
Not because he caused him damage. Because he caused him damage. So, in other words, in the Kabbalah he caused him damage. That would be, in other words, he would be very mad at him. Because the Kabbalah, he caused him damage. If he just says, the Shtar that I have against, the tie up against Levi is the Shtar Amone, so then Rubin cannot complain against him so much, because if Rubin will complain to Shimon, now why did you say that the Shtar that you have against Levi is Shtar Amone, so Shimon will be able to assume the mayor of sinfulness and of honesty? He will say, well, I have to say it because that's the truth. What do you want me to do? To retell the truth? I said it is Shtamone because it is Shtamone. So then, Ruben will not even be able to be angry at Shimon. Because you have to acknowledge, Shimon is an honest man, so he has to admit the truth. And in fact, it's a lie. But Ruben will not know that it's a lie. So in other words, to say that the Shtar that he has against Levi is a Shtar Amone, that's a good time for Shimon, if Shimon is alive. And Ruben will not even be able to have a grudge against him. Why? Because if he's alive, Ruben doesn't know that he's alive. So Ruben will not be able to have any kindness against Shimon, because Shimon will say to Ruben, now what did you expect me to do? To lie? I have to tell the truth. And the fact might be that he was right. But he will be able to falsify all the facts and to tell Ruben that is the truth, and the mayor he was forced to admit the truth. But if he were to resort to the ate of Chodar Yochre, so then Ruben would be very angry at Shimon, and he does not want to antagonize Ruben. So maybe he is a liar, Shimon. And when he says that the shtar is against slavery, the shtar hamonim is a lie. But the reason is why he did not resort to some other trickery. Because if he had resorted to the other trickery, he would have antagonized Hegel. So just as Hegel was around him, why? Because the person psychologically is inhibited in presenting time that involves Hegel. So here too, it involves a great deal of chutzpah to be made. So it's not easy.
What's given to in all regards and how does that fit into our
religion? Yeah.
Given to in all regards. What is the given to in all regards? I hope that our answer is the
The actual Shema Amonu is the master here. No. He says wants to now. He says, what a, in other words, he's not human immediate. In other words, we are afraid maybe he's lying. Maybe he's lying. But why should he lie? After all, it won't turn his interest. But now here the shtar that is outstanding against slavery, is human and shtar that is outstanding against slavery. So he says, and he says, shtar Amon. So we say he's not Nemot. He's not Nemot. Why can it have a chinek? But the question is, why should he lie? After all, he's losing money. Because if he said it's not Ishtar Amonei, he would be correct. Mashiach in Ireland says that Ishtar Amonei cannot collect. So he's losing money. So that the tongue should be a liar that he said it. Because if it's a lie, why should the person be so stupid? If to say a lie and deprive himself of collecting money, so the answer is, no, he's not stupid. He's a liar, but he's not stupid. Why? Because he knows that the Levi will not withhold payment. True, he says, he makes a show that the shtar money.
What? Let Levi know that the shtar money, why should Levi pay?
No.
Because
Levi's
not a
guy. No, if it's a lie, so Levi also knows it's a lie. And the male Levi will secretly pay after that. But you see, it's a conspiracy between him and Levi against. It might be a conspiracy between him and Levi against Levi. But he'll collect from Levi, you see. That's why Peter says, traditional in the garden. Because he's already ahead in the garden. So then he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. In other words, if the lady had been a gazlan as against Shimon, then Shimon certainly wouldn't say Shtar Amonei and deprive himself of collecting. But he might be lying in saying Shtar Amonei. And why is he lying? Because he's not afraid lest he lose the money that lady owes him. Why? Because lady is not, he knows that lady is not a gazlan as against him.
So in this case, he's not going to get any money anyways, he wouldn't, because...
Well, how do you know he's not going? Maybe he will get money from Levi. That's what they say. He will get it. How do you feel when you see it? That we do say it again? Now let's say the receipt might have the date of this. Now we return it. Maybe it was executed. And the bar paid it to the Isha in Tishrei. Now, so, and the Isha sold it to the, let's say, in here. So in here, so true that the receipt was executed in Nisi. But in as much as the Baal did not pay up the Ksuvah yet, so who owned the Ksuvah in here when the Isha sold there? The Isha. So she had the right to sell it. So who acquired the Ksuvah of the Ksuvah? The Mekeach. Now, if we return, now it's Cheshe. Now, if we return, there's a receipt to the Baal. Why? Because she is made and she executed. So now the Baal will have the receipt, and the receipt has the date of what? Of Nisi. So Nisi. So you come to the Likuchet and you say to the Likuchet, now, my wife sold you the Sodeham, the Chedeth, the Ksuvot. But she had no right to sell it, because at that time I had already paid up the Ksuvot. So she didn't own the Ksuvah at the time. She was selling something that she didn't own. So here we cover the Sodah and Yecheret Miksevoso from the Likuchet. But it could be that the Isha had the right to sell, because the Baal paid it up only in Tishrei, you see. The Baal paid it up only in Tishrei. So here she still owned it. So the Likuchet acquired the Sodah and Yecheret Miksevoso. Now the Baal will cover from the Rekeach Shaloi to the Yim, then the Gemara Stashim. So the Gemara says, Shemam and Yisam and Yishimuel. But it's Tamech Ashtar Lechev Chavir and Chazar Umoch and Yizmoch. So what does it mean? So how do you think it's explained the Gemara Stashim, Shemam and Yishimuel? Now we see from the thesis that the thesis is a very interesting pshat in that Gemara. Because from Rashi, it's Mashma there, that there are different pshat in that Gemara. From Rashi in the Gemara. So how do things explain? The Tarek of the Gemara is Shema Amin Yisrael Vishmuel Hamech Shachir Chavir because of the Mokhul Mokhul. How do they explain? In other words, we do not have to be explained. What?
So maybe it's a case where he's
demand
for
the gain out of it before
the issue anyway,
because it's the right
to
go out of it. Yes,
and I don't want that to go.
So in other words, so
we're
not
afraid
of that.
And maybe the demand for the gain out of it because the issue anyway,
because if the Isha is made, so what is more discussion? Let us be explained. Maybe the Isha is lying. Maybe the Isha is lying. Now, if the Isha is lying, and she wants to be married to the Kuchet, so the Isha has another way of being married to the Kuchet. How about being married? So why didn't she go to that? So in other words, she's not really interested in being married to the Kuchet. She doesn't want to be married to the Kuchet. If she doesn't want to be married to the Kuchet, so we don't have to be afraid that she's right, because she wouldn't be married to the Kuchet. If she had been ready to be married to the Kuchet, so she could have resorted to what? To be made for the Kuchet too. The power. So then the Likuchet would lose the Sodeh. You say would lose the Sodeh. Now, so we see that we do it by such a medium. Now here they say, Lav Nidu, Yishemo in Daite, Minchei will have to pray later. So they say, Shemo also, Samchim and Amidu Kodu, Mishim Biyike Sheveh Abiyuch. What do they say? Now, so they said that this is no media. The media that she could make her is not a good media. Why? Because she doesn't want. It's not a good way. She doesn't want to antagonize. She doesn't want to antagonize the women. She doesn't want to antagonize women. So we are too. We should say it's not a good media. Because she doesn't want to antagonize. She doesn't want to antagonize the cookers. Doesn't want to antagonize the cookers. So they say, no. They only say, we are saying the Hamidi called you. Why? We should be the Shaykh Abu Muhammad. Why? What does it mean? I'm saying, what does it mean? Why is this? Why is here the media no media and there the media needs to be? Why?
Well, the show her the proof that the Shaykh is for the Sudan.
What?
The show her the proof that they prepared for the Sudan. From the Nisa them.
Yeah, because they are only heaven shaven. You see, they only heaven shaven. So that itself is such right.
It
is such right of the page. But we are reaching, you know, what are going to be in the love of Israel. But this is a social hate. You know, what are going to be the love of Israel. So that itself is a So even with this nigga, don't know. Because this nigga is also, it's not a good riot, this nigga. Why is it not a good riot? Because he doesn't want to antagonize, what do they say? She does not want to antagonize women. Doesn't antagonize this now. So here too, a person is not disposed the issue is not disposed to antagonize the Kohen. But still, if she wants, she can do it. In other words, this Mide is like Midabahot. Why do we say Midabahot there? Is what I'm going on? Why do we say Midabahot is what I'm going on?
So the person
doesn't want
to do
that. Why is the Midabahot not going on? Why? Because it's not a good time. In other words, maybe he's a liar. The reason why he doesn't resort to other lies, because other lies require those. So it's not so easy to present the other kind. So this is also like Midabahot. But if you want, even Midabahot. So even Midabahot. So Hashem says, the Ram says, the Tractorum Melium is said. You see. So it's still a Midabahot, but it's not a good Midabahot. So Jesus says, two, that the Midabahot is not a good Midabahot. Why? Because they like the Midabahot will have to trade it. So over there, well, we have no other Yechocher, and the only Yechocher is the Mide. So we say him as much as the Mide is not a good Mide, so we cannot rely on it. But here we have the Shema. So the Shema itself is Yechocher. But there is the possibility of him across our beliefs, he is the Lenosa, at Israel. But in as much as he has the Mide. So in other words, so too the Mide is not a good Mide, so it's a Mide for what? But the Mide is rich. Because if she wanted, she could wear. She could be male. Of course, a person is not disposed to antagonize the people. But if she wanted, she could wear. So the Mide is the Mide, but the Mide is the Mide for what? So in our case, the Mide is the only Hoy Fahe, so it's not enough. Mashenke over there, so we have, besides the Mide for what, we also have the Hoche of the Sheva. No, of the Sheva. Because that is only a social echeke. That is only a social echeke of Dilma Kota of the Nisim going off on a fish. So of course, we cannot be lazy money if there is a social echeke. But it's not a likely thing, it's not a probable thing. The Kota of the Nisim going off on a fish. That's not a probable thing, but of course, we cannot rely on it in money if there is such a possibility. So in as much as there is a need, so the Mide together with the Hoche of the Shever is enough. This is what they say. Now other Shevers use different terms. They say that they do not say, take this and emphasize the fact you should be the Shever B'Much. So it's a combination of the Hoche of the Shever plus the Mide B'Much. In our case, we only have the Mide, so the Mide B'Much is not enough. But they are where the Mide Gavra, where the Yechok of the Sheva. So that's why we're on. Adar Hashem is doing different, and the character of Adar Hashem is very sound. Because they say, now, why do we say that it's not a Mide? Because Shemo invites the Limchei to have to trade. Why? Because he doesn't want to antagonize the Maor. The Shem does not want to antagonize women. So there, he certainly will antagonize him. And he will be very nervous, women, if he is made for. So if Shimon is Mechel, the later, the death, the lady old king, so Ruben will be very mad, because then he'll be causing him a hezik body. A hezik body. It will be very hezik. Mashenken here the Tsume is not a death that is certain. Because the tshuva is only payable upon the death of the husband, or upon the divorce of the husband. So in the main way, there he is not being interested in being there. So there the Gemara says that we don't have to be afraid. The Mokosabit, the Lavatisha, because the individual wants to be masculine Kuchet, so she has another way of being masculine Kuchet. How will she be masculine Kuchet? How is masculine Kuchet? By being behold to the bar. So there the Kuchet will not be so mad as the Marvel would be, as the Marvel student would be against him. Because here, if he is Mechel, if Shimon is Mechel, the perfect way will leave him to Shimon. So it would be body as agent. So the damage of Ruvain would be served. But, because there is a issue, we don't have enough. So it's not for the Mechel and the power of Shimon to Ruvain, so Ruvain certainly would be able to collect the debt. Now that Shimon is Mechel, the debt to Levi, so Ruvain is prevented from collecting the debt from Levi. But if he hadn't been Mechel, he certainly would have been able to collect. Much anything there that was too bad, even if he hadn't been Mechel, is it certain that the Mechel would be able to have the Shabbat? Maybe the Misha would predecease the Baal. Maybe the Baal wouldn't divorce the wife. So then the Rekeach wouldn't have the Shoreh anyway. So the Rekeach will not be so angry at the Misha if the Misha is Mechel, the king of the Baal. Here in this case, there will be a real antagonism between and the part of there will be a great resentment from Ruvain against Shimon. If Shimon is Mechel, the hate that he has against Levi. Because if not for Mechel, Ruvain certainly would be able to collect the hate from Levi. Now that he's Mechel, so he's causing him a havoc. It's body of vapor. If not for Mechel, he certainly would be able to collect. But if the Misha is Mechel, the Ksuba to the Baal. So, the Mashiach might have his right resentment against the Misha, but not a big resentment. Why? Because even if the Misha hadn't been Mechel, is the Mashiach sure that he'll be able to have a certain Shoreh? The Shoreh Mechelet of Ksuba. Who has the Shoreh Mechelet of Ksuba? Who keeps it? The Baal keeps it. No one else keeps it. But this Shoreh that is the Misha has been Ksuba. In case of death of the Baal, in case of the divorce by the Baal, so then that Shoreh will go to the death. But until death of the Baal happens, or the divorce of Misha happens, who keeps the Shoreh HaMichad of the Shoreh? The Baal keeps. So in other words, so the Keach isn't even sure that even if the Isha, that if the Isha had not been Mechel, that Shoreh to the Baal, that he would be able to have the Shoreh. He doesn't know. It's obvious, he had a chance. If the Misha hadn't been made whole, the children to the Baal, so then the Mashiach would have had a chance of recovering the Shodan Mechal of the Shodan. Now by being made whole, the Misha, so the Misha deprived him of the chance of ever having the Shodan Mechal of the Shodan. So the resentment and the part of the Rekeach against the Isha will not be as great as the resentment on the part of Ruben and Shimon. This is what I'm saying this time. But this is not what Taste is saying. Yes?
I just thought the case was that when the, in, at least on the Shiloh given over, the woman already acquired title for her, she was just running the side to the Baal for a few more months. Therefore, there was the principle that the Isha could transfer the title.
No.
I thought
that the Misha has no title to the Shoreh Mechelet of the Shoreh. The Baal has title to the Shoreh Mechelet of the Shoreh. But that's what it is. When the Baal married the woman, so he set aside a certain Shoreh, and he set aside a certain Shoreh, said, this Shoreh, when I die, or when I divorce you, so you collect the Shoreh from this Shoreh. From this Shoreh. So when the Misha shows, some of the Ksuvah to the Rekeach, what does the Rekeach get? The Shkhus that he has. What? He gets a sudden in between? No, he doesn't get a sudden in between. Maybe the Elisha will treat the she's a husband. She'll buy this other husband. But you get, by the way, the true child is Elisha's
father.
It's Elisha's father. Now, in case the husbands will die before the wife, so then the Lekeach will be entitled to add the Elisha. Never entitled. Neither be entitled. Is he being shot? So in other words, he doesn't have his first discourse, his double bow. So the melee, if the Isha is made for the king to the bar, so the Kikas will have resentment. But not the considerable resentment. I mean, not as big a resentment as the resentment that the woman would have against Shimon, when Shimon is made for the king's place.
There was no gathering before
Tishrei. No, there was no gathering. Alright, this is what Adam can say. But Tishrei does not give this status. Why? Because Shmuel, he has had a bigger resentment. But there will be substantial resentment in him on the part of the Kuchet against the Isha. So it's still a need of life, a need of hope. Still a need of hope. So that Tishrei is not a good answer. So why do we rely on that? They said they will rely on the combination of the Choch and the Sheva, plus the Midah go well. But anyway, he only had a big Chiddush in Tishrei. Now if you look into the Rashi in Bar Mitzvah, so you see Rashi doesn't even mention it. Rashi in Bar Mitzvah doesn't mention it. Does the Gemara mention it? The Gemara doesn't mention it. So, but from Tishrei we see that Tishrei explains that the Gemara starts on the basis of Mitzvah. Now the Gemara starts with Mitzvah. If you see she is made, how can you turn the Shever to the bar? We should be afraid. Maybe the Shever is anything new. And the Shever was played in Tishrei. And then if we return it now in Cheslem to the bar will take the Shever and you will produce it. We'll present it before the Kuresh and you will recover the Shabbat Yuchadesh, the Shiboso, the Kuresh of the Shiboso. So there's this thing in the Kuchet, so then the Kuchet is not the Kuchet, no. Because now we do this work, right? In other words, we do not have to be afraid when the Isha is lying.
Yeah.
When the Isha is lying. The Isha of course says what? The Isha says the Lord that was executed in Isha and the Isha was paid in Isha. No. Actually, it was paid in Isha. What does the Isha say when she's made it? Now she Isha made it. Yad Rabah, what does the Isha say? The date? The date is this. And what did Isha say? And the Shiva was praying in Isha. But the Kasha is more world, maybe she's lying. Maybe it was executed in Isha, but it was praying in Tishrei. In Tishrei. So, the Gemara Sarek is, we don't have to be afraid, maybe she's lying.
Yeah.
Maybe she's lying. Why? We don't have to be afraid she's lying. Why? Because if she's interested in lying, if she's interested in lying, she had an ally. So the fact that she wasn't meichel shows she doesn't want to cause damage to the Kuches. If she doesn't want to cause damage to the Kuches, so she wouldn't be lying. Because if she's lying, she would thereby cause damage to the Kuches. So in other words, it was the issue on the basis of what? Of meeting. From Rashi's Mashma, Rashi doesn't say it in so many words, but from Rashi's Mashma, the Gemara's Perek is not based upon meeting at all. From Rashi's Mashma, the Gemara is saying, what were our afraid? What were we afraid? Well, maybe this is lying. True? Could be. We're not claiming that this is not lying. It could be that this is lying. But so, what lie? I mean, what are the real facts? We are afraid. Maybe the real facts are that it was only executed in Israel. But when was the Tshuva paid? In Tishrei. The Tshuva was paid in Tishrei. So, and that time, and then it was given, and then the receipt was given to the Baal. In Tishrei, when the Tshuva was paid, and it was certainly that the receipt was given by the Isha. The Isha wouldn't give the receipt to the Baal until the Tshuva was paid. But in Tishrei, that it was paid, she certainly gave the Tshuva, the receipt, to the Baal. So even if these are the facts, so there is no Tshuva to have, because it will be to be. Because if, when the receipt, what does the receipt say? What does the receipt say? The receipt says that the Tshuva was paid with, so the day from the Isha they go from the Yishor to the Baal, to the Kibbutz of Spain, so they don't believe. They don't believe. So they don't believe. Today I even done it. Today I done it. So it's all right. So if the Baal will recover, the Sunday Ham Yechedes with the Gosho, Ram, the Kukas, it will be Kibbutz, because it was called Kibbutz on it. It will be Kibbutz on it. So it's not based upon you. Case is assumed. The character of the Gemara is based upon Migat. So we can argue that we do say Migat. What is that? What is that? That what do we do say the Migat? The Migat Gemara is also not. According to Rashi, it's not even based upon Migat. The Gemara's Kashi is there might be Tzirin Lekuchas. No, there is no Tzirin Lekuchas. Because it would be out today. It's a Baal. When do you say Tzirin Lekuchas? If the Baal's recovery from the Lekuchas would be not out today. You see. But if it would be out today, it's not Tzirin Lekuchas. Because if the Yishe is lying, the Yishe says that she got paid, and is assuming that she got paid the tissue. So she handed over the receipt to the Baal, well, in tissue. But what does the receipt say? That it was paid in tissue. So that is that. Don't believe. So don't believe. She believed on it. So it means it is a lie. So it is a lie. What does Rashi say now? That depends upon the question. Whether Yad Balvin to make them is only a monet, or it can be Mechir. It's Chayres or Mechimah, in this case, Mechimah. You see, is it a question of a ban? Is it a question of ban? Is it a question of Shibudi? Now, so in other words, whether Yad Balvin is Chayres, Mechimah, or it's a monet. Now, 1 second. Now, the Yishe is made it. Even suppose it's a lie. Suppose it's a lie. But there was a Yad Balvin, because when the Isha handed over the receipt to the Baal in Israel, but what does the receipt say? What does the receipt say? That they don't have Isha. So there is a Yad Balvin that what? That there is also, that the Baal doesn't, that as of, that as of missing, the Baal doesn't owe the Tshuva anymore, as of missing. What is the lie? So if he does Baldin is because of Nemonis, so well, it's a lie. So he does that a lot. But if we say that Yad Balvin is Yishayas and Mechileh, so even it's a lie, it's still Mechileh. And that's Masman from Rashi's Rosh. So it's not even based upon it. So why does Teisles, as the Kashi, so apparently Teisles assumes that the Gemara of Teretz is based upon Migi. Why from Migi, why the Ebulish of Migi? So if he does Baldin, so even if it's a lie, it's Mechileh. So the word Mechileh, and even the point is where I'm going to start having a little bit of Mechileh, it's not. No, so if it doesn't be true, it's more okay, so then the quick is Mechileh. But in as much as that was here by Shmuel, I'm going to start having a little bit of Mechileh, is Mechileh, so in the name of the handing over of the Shever to the Baal by the Yishei of Israel is itself a day, that day, what paid is. So if there is a day that a debt was paid, so then it is a Mechileh. It is a Mechileh. So Teisheshit apparently means that it's not a Mechileh. Teisheshit means that it's not a Mechileh.
But when
does it bring about the Monas? So in the case where it's right, the Monas means that we assume it's to do. But if it's not true, so it's not true.
And the point
is
that
the point is
that
more than
the
shooting
to be called
up to do this,
right?
Without problem. But for right now, they are asking me to be able to get up. So that's why they said, both because of me. In other words, so we are saying, that she's telling the truth. She's not lying, because if she had been interested in lying, she had been ready to be masking the cookies, so she could have been made. But whereas Rashi says, it's not that she could have been made. So it's why she's telling the truth. This is how it's Mechileh. But
we know that Mechileh starts holding on one of one of the other have no teachers and the same name of the doctor who can start holding on one of them before. I would love to come down the time of the Mechileh or any of them.
So if we say that Mechileh Shachim is only in the Rabbanon, so then it's a lie. Why is it a lie? Because we could say only Mikasachel that the Rif and the Rambam should go. Yeah. The Rif is why Mikasachel Chavir for the Lachu in Lachu is because the Chiyah Shara Shom Yirabon. So the Rif is the king that is in Chara. That's why he can be the king. That's why he can be named. But what he is the king of the Chau in the Rif, so then he couldn't be named.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
So there is a Shafir somewhere, so then you have to be patient. Even if you're speaking in the Rabbun, I want to stop you. So then there is no Kafir at all. So you don't have to resort to the Tavis Rab meeting with someone that you will pay. Because in this case, it couldn't be the Mechel. Oh, but then Mechel Shafir the Chavir because of the Mechel is Mechel because the Chira Shafir is only in the Rabbun. Because the Rabbanon, but here, he couldn't be Mechel, but the Tavis in the Kasha is Shlomi. The Jewish Rabbanon is Tachim Chavir and the Chol Darun Mokhle is Mokhle. So the same way, in the case of the Brother Rabbanon, the Chol Darun Mokhle is also Mokhle. So if we say that the Chira Shtachim is in the Raisa, and still, the Chira is in the Chira is affected, so don't what is true in the case of the Chira Shtachim Chavir, it should be true in the case of the Brother Rabbanon. So, just as Mechmir Tachim Chavir and Tzei Chod Al-Mokh and Mokhul, so in case of Shmira Rav Moshim, where maybe only $100 to Shimon and Shimon only $100 to Ruben, so too, Ruben can collect on Levi, but if Shimon is Mechel Tachim, that he has again Levi, so then Ruben cannot collect from Levi. But if we say only Levi is to Rav, we say Amir Tachim Chavir and Chod Al-Mokh and Mokhul, he's got the Chira Shtoret, he's only Rabbanon. Mechira Shtoret is only with Rabbon, so it's only Shaya about Mechira Shtachim V'chavere. There is Rabbon, but you bring Rabbon is not with Rabbon, that's with Raise. So if Ruben can collect from Levi, with Raise is Ruben before Mechira, on the part of Shimon, can collect from Levi with Raise, so Shimon is not in a position to be Mechira. That's what they said. So then they go Kasha when they will be able to hide. Because the Herod will be there. Because if Shimon is Mechel, the Chel to Levi, Ruben will still be able to collect from Levi. You see. That's what they said. But the Tavis in the Kasha is Yomi. The Joseph that Mechel Tachim will have been able to hide in Mokhu. So the Tavis will have Muslim, if Shimon will be able to hide. That's what he will be able to hide. So it will be Mokhu. And he will not be able to collect. So he says, no. Only when the Shtachim Chavir will say for the Mokul Mokul. But the Shtachim Chavir will have Moshim, even when Shimon is Mechel the Chayt to Levi, Ruben is still able to collect. You all right? Okay, Dr. Shmei,
the Shabbat,
So Ruben was Yabin, Shimon was Yabin, Ruben was Shimon. I forgot who he said died. Shimon was Yabin. So Ruben, the way, now it's Shimon's wife. She is right. So, now...
So here
we also have the Shibiri Ramaki. Why Shibiri Ramaki? Because Shimon is the Malve,
yeah.
And Shimon owed the Chayim of Tshuva to his wife. He owed the Chayim of Tshuva to his wife. The Chayim of the Then, and so he was a lady. So Shimon was a lady of his own life. Shimon was a lady of his own life. And Reuven was a labor of sin. Labor of sin. So in other words, according to Ramos and Alokhe. So the Isha, the Isha could collect. Let's say, I mean, of course, she couldn't collect until the bow of the water. But suppose Simon instead of dying in the water. Right, but suppose Simon instead of dying in the water. So then, his wife would be able to collect the chid of the Ksuve from whom? From Reuven. Because Simon owed her, and Reuven owed Simon. So on the basis of the Moshe Shaloche, she would be able to collect from Reuven. Now, if Simon had divorced her, but Simon did not divorce her, he died, and Reuven would love her. Reuven would love her. So the Moshe is, the name of Reuven is here. And Chazakti, Reuven is here, Chazakti, Sim Yodei, the Nikkei, Adem, Kako, Now, yes, so, by the way, so he should be dead. Inasmuch as I was in Yabe, Sim's wife. And Alochim is, that's right. The Tzvon Yabu, so he Yashim the Nechoshim. He Yashim the Nechoshim of the Ochim Amesh, the Yod Yashim the Nechoshim of the Ochim Amesh. So, Mele, I Yashim the Nechoshim of the Ochim Amesh. There is a difference of it. Among the Nechoshim of Reuven, I'm sorry, we the Shimon is the Mech. Shimon is the Mech, right. So among the Nechoshim of Shimon, there is a Shove that was Miluche to the Tzuve. Now, Yashim the Nechoshim, so we are Zakti. So we are Zakti. So, no, I'm a Mitzvim in your day. So in other words, so we are Mitzvim in your day because there is the Rekia Ben Kakoyesh. Now suppose he did not have a Shove that you know whether Miluche was the Shove. There the Gemara has referenced the case where there was no piece of character that Yosef was wanted, but he had cash. He had money. So if 200 Jews, we are making 200 Jews from the Nechoshim that originally belongs to Shimon. So we set aside 200 Jews of Shimon's Nechoshim and we buy a piece of character, and that character is set aside for the Tzuve of the Isha. We are the prepared. We make the material not. So that's why he cannot keep all the money of Shimon. But 200 Jews, that is the Kinegaric Silver, so that we take away from the Nechoshim of Shimon, and burden by the piece of karke, and that karke is set aside for us. So the tshuva of the isha. Why? Because the bar owns the isha. The tshuva of the tshuva. So, the isha of the isha, so the question is, the isha of the isha, yeah, go ahead, no?
The question is,
that if we say the just as by Hamikastar Havera the Chazar Mochel, so is Mochel, so also by Shibura Ramochel, Chazar Mochel Mochel, so if when the old $100 to Shimon, she knows $100 to Reuven, so if Shimon is Mechel, the $100 to Levi, then Reuven cannot collect from Levi. So here too, let's say, if Shimon has still been alive, if Shimon had still been alive, so if Shimon had still been alive, so then, now, Shimon, Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and Shimon owes $100 to the woman. So in such a case, if Reuven, so if Shimon, so if we said that the same aloch of Hamdabstar Halech of the Mokhle Mokhle lies here, so that means that if when Shimon is alive, if Shimon would be made, the chayis to Reuven. If Shimon would be made, the chayis to Reuven. So then, the Nishon would not be able to collect from Ruvain. The Nishon would not be able to collect from Ruvain. So, Amal Yomelekata, Yishol Hatzlein Shimimerei, Yosolinche. Now, who's the Nishon? Adonai is Yosolinche. So, Why does Bezdin take up 200 Jews and buy a piece of karka for the Shuvah? I mean, the whole thing should be thought of. Even in his lifetime, had been echel, the chayim, that Ruben owed him, so then the Yishol would still be able, to collect, you see, from Ruben, from the middle of the marriage, cannot be made for either.